theologically speaking, the Quran is very clear. The word shar and many other words mean evil, and they appear in classical Arabic vocabulary. And Muslims believe that creation has within it an aspect of evil. That is, the devil is a reality, as it is for Christian theology. I don't mean modernized, but classical Christian and Jewish theology. That is, that Satan is a persona of an evil which, in a sense, is cosmic, which exists because we are already removed from God, and only God is good. Christ said, only my Father is in heaven is good. Everything separated from that has some element of evil in it. So there is evil both within us, and there is evil in the world out there. Islam emphasizes that we should try to overcome the evil within us, rather than trying to reform others. We should start by reforming ourselves. But that doesn't mean that Islam does not have a duty to get rid of evil in society. Otherwise, there would be no punishments. I mean, if a thief steals money, on the one hand, Islam is accused of cutting hands and stoning adulterers to, and so forth and so on. On the other hand, that doesn't get rid of evil. These two are contradictory views. Islam, like Christianity, like Judaism, has laws to treat people who commit evil acts, at the top of which is murder. In every part of the world, that's at the top of the list of evil acts. And a person who commits murder should be punished. The problem, you see, is here, that we live in a world that if you commit murder wearing a green uniform, you get a medal. If you do the same thing without wearing a uniform, you're a terrorist. We have to clarify these things. There are terrorists in the Islamic world, unfortunately. There are people who are murderers or killers and who should be rooted out. And many, many Muslims are aware of this. Much has been written. Much has been done. Many Muslim governments have tried to catch them. And you see that sometimes in newspapers. Most oftentimes you do not. No Islamic government, especially government from Indonesia to Pakistan to Iran to Egypt to Tunisia to Morocco, five very different political structures, condones terrorism within its borders. But some people say, but it's helping terrorism outside. What they would answer with that, you have states which also perform acts of terrorism, and nobody says anything. If you drop a bomb and kill 50 children in Qana in Lebanon, nobody calls it a terrorist act. So we've created a vocabulary within which we have imprisoned ourselves, which will not allow this situation to be solved. What we need to do is to call a spade a spade. Whether it's a Muslim, Christian, Jew, or an atheist who are doing acts which are harmful to innocent people, which are killing innocent people, that is a form of terrorism. Otherwise, what does terrorism mean? Anyone I don't like? That is not sufficient unto itself. The Islamic world has many problems. It has many, many serious problems. It has to attend to these problems. It does not have the right to say everything is the fall of the West. It has to pay attention to its own faults. It has to overcome its own faults. But it has to do it from within itself, not by regimentation. It is not like a 16-year-old boy who is told by his father to stop smoking. It is like an adult who has to decide not to do it.
Right.
That is the great difference, and that, unfortunately, very few of us in America see. But things can change. You keep talking about American cultural views. They're not permanent. They change in many different ways. In the same way you and I go to an acupuncturist now, and 50 years ago we didn't know what acupuncture was, or whole food, or all kinds of things can change.
Yeah.
What Americans need more than anything else is knowledge of what's going on in the world.